Later this morning, we have an interesting interview coming up. And this is an interview with Maureen Jensen. And she has been under the spotlight after making certain anti-Semitic comments and anti-Israeli rhetoric online. And the SA Jewish Board of Deputies is considering legal action against this lady, who is a Port Elizabeth lawyer, accused of hate-filed anti-Semitic rants on social media, which include calls for Jews to be exterminated. She has converted to Islam, a practicing lawyer, and she has an adopted son, a 7 or 8 year old, who is of African origin. So, interesting interview coming up at around 8:15 this morning. We also have our daily Tafsir segment, which we'll continue with, and that is a focus on Surah Yusuf, inshallah. So we look forward to that later on this morning. For now, we share with you from the Ahadith, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة فمن لم يجد فبكلمة طيبة. Ali ibn Hatim narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, safeguard yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is giving a half a date in charity. And whoever cannot manage this, then they should say a good word. So this hadith teaches us that charity is an effective way of saving oneself from Jahannam. We are told to save ourselves, so how do we save ourselves? By giving charity. So therefore, as believers, we should make it a habit to give in charity. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged that even if you think you don't have nothing, but every one of you may have a half a date, a 50 cents, a 20 cents, a 5 cents. There's nothing that is too little that to give in charity. These are the verses of the noble Quran that was revealed, that when a Sahabi gave one date in charity and the Munafiqeen said that Allah doesn't need this, what's this going to do? And verses were revealed. وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَّ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in favor of the Sahabi who gave that little amount. So it's not the amount that counts, it is the heart with which it is given. If one possesses nothing else, then the least you could do is then فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Don't regard anything as trivial. Express kind words. When do we ever, you know, say something uplifting, something nice to a person, others, with the intention of making the person feel good and having this in mind that this is my charity for the day. This is my charity for the day. So, there are many avenues to God's goodness. وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةٌ. That a good word is charity. So charity is not restricted to spending the part of Allah. Charity is a vast concept of goodness, encouraging good, forbidding evil, smiling with people, speaking in a kind manner. All of this is part of charity. And therefore, it is an essential part of our deen, and we should never consider any good deed to be insignificant. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not regard any good deed to be insignificant, even if it is ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Even if it means meeting your fellow Muslim brother with a cheerful countenance. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhu that they should deal with each other with an open heart and a smiling face. And this has been the directive that has been given to us. And imagine if we all interact in this way, instead of speaking bad and criticizing one another, we rather look in a positive light at how we can benefit one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability.